This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to communicate when collaborating under pressure. The fastest way to wreck a team is to skip this step. What happened? Workplace teams regularly face the pressure of bringing together people who have never worked with each other before and asking them to deliver results on a tight deadline. This scenario plays out in offices everywhere: new faces, unfamiliar working styles, and a clock that does not care about any of it. How a team communicates in the first hours together will determine whether they finish strong or fall apart. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: the first conversation a new team has is the most important one they will ever have. Not the kickoff meeting, not the status update. The very first exchange, where roles, expectations, and working styles get established. Most teams skip it entirely. They jump straight to tasks and wonder why everything breaks down 2 weeks later. When strangers collaborate under deadline pressure, the communication failure almost always happens at the start, not the middle. People assume they share the same definition of done. They assume others will speak up when they're confused. They assume the group knows who's making the final call. None of those assumptions survive contact with real work. What professionals need to do is run what I call a contract conversation in the first 30 minutes. This is not a team building exercise. It is a direct, practical exchange where three things get established out loud: who decides what, how disagreements get raised, and what on time actually means for this specific project. These are not soft topics. They are the load-bearing walls of any short-term collaboration. The reason this works is simple. Pressure does not create conflict. Ambiguity creates conflict. Pressure just accelerates it. When everyone knows the rules of engagement before the stress hits, they stop wasting energy on internal politics and spend it on the actual work. A team that spends 20 minutes aligning at the start will outperform a team that spends 3 days untangling misunderstandings. The teams that handle new collaborations well share one visible habit: they name the awkward things early. They say, "I tend to go quiet when I disagree, so call on me directly," or "I need decisions in writing or I will forget them." This kind of self-disclosure is not vulnerability. It is operational information. It cuts weeks of wasted guesswork. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on first conversations gives your framework for establishing authority and clarity in the opening minutes of any new working relationship, before bad habits and false assumptions have a chance to take root. The specific scripts in that section are designed for exactly this situation: high stakes, strangers, no time to waste. The takeaway. At the start of your next project with new collaborators, before any task gets assigned, ask this one question out loud to the group. What is the one thing that could derail this project, and who owns fixing it if that happens? Write down what people say. That single conversation will surface the real risks, expose and clear ownership, and tell you immediately who in the room communicates clearly and who hides behind vague answers. You will learn more about your team in that 5-minute exchange than in a week of status meetings. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.